pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Hello. How's that? What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
You got it going on.
Good God. First, I thought it was a cold because I don't get allergies. Then it might be allergies, but it doesn't matter. It stinks. It's not fun. So, anyway, Doug and Daddy Show, glad to have you along with us on this first day of May. Happy May Day, man.
Well, happy May. I forgot to bring you your basket. I haven't made it up at home.
Yeah, there's a surprise. Yeah. I'm sure you had it for me, but Lulu destroyed it. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy at espnsuperstation.com. Douganddaddy at espnsuperstation.com. Coming up later on in the program, we'll catch up probably for the final time this season with Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fawner Park. It's the final weekend of live racing at Fawner. And, of course, the 134th Kentucky Derby. The post positions drawn yesterday. I'll be very interested. We're going to talk with Chris Kutulak tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show from TVG. But, boy, Big Brown is your favorite, and it's coming out of the 20 hole.
What the luck this horse has. He had to do it from the far outside in the Florida Derby. He was able to overcome that obstacle, which no horse had ever done before. Now he's going to have to do what no other horse has done before and come out of the 20 hole in the Kentucky Derby. He's won all three of his starts. No horse has been as lightly raced as Big Brown since, I believe, 1915. It was some filly like some.
And won. Lightly raced and won.
Lightly raced and won, yes. Since 1915, coming out of the 20 hole. He has won those races, though, by a combined 29 lengths. So certainly deserving to be the favorite, although nobody's ever done it out of the 20 hole.
Yeah, and it started out of the 12 hole in the Florida Derby and immediately shot to the front and went wire to wire for the victory. What about the 17, Cowboy Cal? There's just a name. It's going to be a long shot, 17. We'll talk a lot about the Kentucky Derby coming up over the next 2 days. And, you know, probably talk about all 20 horses. And then Saturday at 5 o'clock when the race is over, 5:15, go, huh, why didn't I have him? 1-888-455-ESPN. The GPAC Conference Baseball Tournament is going on in Hastings. 9 o'clock games currently rolling. Also, GPAC Softball begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon. UNK getting underway in the RMAC Softball Tournament out at Colorado Mines. Nebraska with a win last night, and the Royals scored 9 runs last night, Daddy.
Yeah, it was great, except they gave up 11.
5 home runs for Texas in the third and final game of that series. Coming up here on ESPN Radio this afternoon, pregame at 12:30, first pitch 1:05.
Doug, I think Derek and I talked a little bit about this. Derek's a big poker fan, enjoys the World Series of Poker very much on TV, likes to watch all the episodes leading up to that final table. Do you know that ESPN announced that they would take a 117-day hiatus before they show you that final table this year? You will not see that until November 11th. You will not, obviously, you will know who won because obviously that word gets out and it's in major publications. So, if Phil Ivey is the winner, you will know that Phil Ivey won the World Series of Poker, but you will not see how Phil Ivey won the World Series of Poker until November 11th. And I don't understand why.
That's when it's going to start, or when that's when they're going to show the final table.
That's when they're going to show the final table.
So it'll start, you know, 2 months before that.
That's the layoff between. I mean, you're not going to be able to see that. Why would they prolong it? And basically, the reasoning was, well, there's delays before the World Series. There's delays before. That's what it says.
What?
The NFL has a 2-week break before the Super Bowl. College football teams in the BCS championship game get more than a month off.
Those are live, people. Live. Those are live.
I think they need that much time to come up with about 50 special interest stories for every episode that they're going
to
show.
Well, they have a lot of post-production that they have to do to piece that together and slice and dice it. I definitely understand that. And I guess the one thing is that it gets you into winter, I guess, a little bit.
Well, and some people said, well, why can't we actually view that live? And the executive just said, well, with a slow play of poker.
Well, you can watch it. It's just you got to watch it online.
But, you know, just the slow play and people, I mean, some of these deals last 2 days. I mean, before the tables are condensed, and a lot of people, they're not going to dedicate one channel to that the whole time. But November 11th is when you'll be able to see the World Series of Poker, and that's I think a lot of people get excited in the middle of the summer. You know, it kind of becomes the dog days in baseball. You know, you get into late July and into August, you want, oh, that's kind of interesting, something different.
Now, wait a minute, Daddy. Hold on. I think you've misread exactly the whole thing here, or at least I've misinterpreted what you're saying. They are not tabling it for television. They are actually tabling the live event. They will get down to the final nine July 14th, but the final table, they have to come back and play November 9th. It's not just a television deal.
So everybody will take a break, come back with the chips that they have at that time.
That's just stupid.
Wow.
That's insane. Yeah, congratulations. You're one of the guys from Germany. You're one of the guys from Australia. You're Joe Hashem. You're filming other things. You're playing other places. You're on a streak. You're in a zone. And then all of a sudden they bring you in out of nowhere to play the final table, right? July 14th, they're going to get it down to 9 to the final table, and then they will not bring them back till November 9th, then show it on ESPN November 11th.
That is correct.
So you will almost have immediacy of the final table on ESPN.
You're right. That takes out a lot of the momentum people develop. But none of the, you know, 117 days, only 9 people will be left standing at that time. But
well, that's just stupid. That's dumb. It's not a tournament anymore. I mean, it's not a tournament anymore. You're taking 3 months off. I just don't get it. That's strange. Poker talk to start the show here. And Derek, being the avid poker fan, seriously, Derek, more luck than skill in poker.
In a big field, in one tournament, it is. But if you play every day throughout the year, you make the good decisions, it'll all pan out in the end. But every winner over the last couple of years have had some great luck down the stretch in the World Series of Poker to win that main event.
Yeah, all you got to do is see who the luckiest guy is at the table, and they win all the time.
Oh, Jerry Yang, I don't even know how he came through that field last year.
Well, let's face it, Jerry Yang, when they first started showing, I don't know if it was the final table, I mean, they broke it down into like 2 or 3 hours of showing the final table. He had pocket jacks, another guy had pocket queens. He talked him out of going in. I mean, Yang was beat, pre-flop, float, and the queens folded, which I still can't understand to this day why you would fold the third best hand in all of poker at the final table. Hell, if you're going out, go out with that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if he's got aces, he's got aces. And he was wrong, and Yang went on to a big win, and after that big hit, I don't remember the guy's name, but he never recovered. And I mean, that's some good playing, obviously, to make him full, but, you know, it's also a lot of luck involved in poker. I mean, if you're playing, like Derek said, if you're the people that you know, that you've heard of, they're playing time and time and time and time again, obviously, the odds, that's what it's supposed to be. The odds are supposed to work out in your favor. That's still not always the case because each hand is a new hand. And what happened the hand before has nothing to do, I mean, as far as odds calculated go, with the hand that's going on right now.
With 6,358 participants in last year's World Series of Poker, that field will be reduced in 11 days from July 3rd to July 14th.
It's a long, long tournament. It'll be interesting. I mean, they have like four what they call day ones. They have like four different groups. At least 2 years ago they did. Last year, that number was down almost 1,500 folks from the year before. And it all comes from who gets in for free. I mean, basically, who's qualified online, who's won a contest. That's why it was so big a couple of years ago. And there just weren't as many of those last year that, you know, were in the field. People actually had to put their 10 grand up.
Actually, some people are talking about the momentum getting broken and stuff. Johnny Chan saying, I don't believe in hot streaks. Daniel Negreanu combats with something about the best players are going to win in the end anyway. So I...
No, they're not.
That's the pros getting mad because they haven't won for a couple of years.
Well, if you sat down those nine pros, yes, probably the best player would win. But you can't tell me you can win without getting cards. You can't do it. It's impossible. It's impossible. You sit down nine guys, the top nine pros in the world, they each have $100,000 in chips. You don't get cards, you're not winning. I don't care what you say, you're not winning. And when you get cards, you might get beat. There's a lot of luck involved. And I think that's one of the things that folks have realized with this big poker craze over the last 5 years.
Did you also know, Douglas, that tonight begins another NCAA championship event?
Tonight. Okay, we are in May. NCAA championship event. We're not to softball. This is Division One.
Division One.
Okay, this isn't softball or baseball. We're not there yet. We're past. Oh, is it lacrosse?
No.
Field hockey?
Nope. I think we could go a long
time. Men's volleyball?
Yes, it is men's volleyball starting tonight. Men's volleyball going on at the Brent Event Center in Irvine, California. Penn State faces Ohio State, which never saw, you know, we don't follow men's volleyball very good, but I figured it would be
at all.
Pepperdine, Long Beach State. I understand those two meeting, but I figured it would probably be UCLA and somebody else. No, it's Penn State, the number one team in all of the land, facing Ohio State, and then Pepperdine meeting Long Beach State in the other semifinal. You can actually see that on ESPN2.
Oh, yay. Yay. I'm so fired up about that. Oh, yay.
Bad news for Ohio State. Penn State's already beat them down twice this year, and they're going to probably do it again tonight, I'm guessing.
I'm more concerned with how South Dakota softball is going to do this weekend in the conference tournament.
Is that what we're leading up to, the conference tournament this weekend?
Yeah.
Got to get
G-PAC,
it going.
GPAC, RMAC, Northern Sun, North Central. And for some of those schools, it's the last time around. Either they're going Division One or things are breaking up. Craig Corriston, before we go to break here, Daddy, out for the Huskers. A strange deal. He required surgery, yet he still played Tuesday. Didn't play yesterday, and his replacement came through big. Had a two-run double in the ball game, and the 6-1 win over Western Illinois.
Yeah, this is an injury, and another Husker had this injury. They went in, and it was a medial meniscus tear, they call it.
Right.
Another Husker had this injury. They're trying to get him back for the Big 12 tournament and think he can come back. Now, obviously, every knee's a little bit different. Hopefully, he will be able to come back. Also, another injury, Mitch Abeda, not play yesterday. He's got a torn thumbnail, and as a catcher, that's very painful.
Damn.
That's no fun to play with. So obviously a good time probably, though, with the week off of league action to kind of get some people healed up. And Huskers didn't, Bat and I took care of business against Western Illinois. Hopefully they'll be able to do the same this weekend against Louisiana Lafayette.
Congratulations to Kearney Catholic. The girls are going to the state soccer tournament after beating Gehring yesterday 2-1, made the drive to Scotts Bluff worth it. Kearney High came out on the short end of a 1-0 decision at North Platte. Having to play on their home field, by the way.
Oh, that's cheating.
Well, they play at Baldwin a lot, too. Right. So, you know, whatever happens. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Net Popper inbox. A lot of things going on. You would think that it's a slow time of the year, but it's really not. A lot of things going on. And I had one more thing I wanted to throw at you before we went to break. Now, I can't remember what it was. Sorry, Daddy. There's a Loper luncheon today. Going on at 12 noon at the Health and Sports Center. It's the final Loper luncheon of the season. I'll try and find out what that is. Steve Anderson's going to join us when we come back around the corner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But nice day to be in the field, is it?
Well, you better get it planted before the rains come and that cold weather comes. And you need more seed. Dynagrows, they've got your seed. The University of Nebraska proves that you can take a look at Dynagrows VT triple corn hybrids in the 07 yield trials. 57V62, first place, boom goes the dynamite. 57V05, first place, and boom goes the dynamite. 57B94, three first places, boom goes the dynamite, times three. 55B831.
You know what that would be? That would be boom, boom, boom.
That would be a boom, boom,
and
boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Dynagrow will be planted on more acres in 08 than ever before. Dynagrow is growing and still has a supply of all your corn and soybean hybrids. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gyna Tiger High School in Maine. And you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. And they're wicked good.
AutoZone. Are you overdue for an oil change? If so, don't put your car's engine at risk. Get in the zone. Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram filter for just $13.99. That's right, $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait till it's too late. Maximize your engine's life and performance. Get to AutoZone and change your oil today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's time to put your tax rebate to work. Think about this. You can turn a short-term rebate into some long-term savings by making your home more energy efficient. With Energy Star qualified appliances from the Home Depot, you could save nearly $80 a year in energy costs. That's like getting a tax rebate every year. We offer thousands of Eco Options products that make it easy to save money, energy, and water throughout your house. So when you get your tax rebate, put it to work at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Today, a blend of clouds and sunshine will develop. There'll be a slight chance for a thunderstorm late this afternoon, with a high temperature holding steady in the mid to upper 50s early, then falling late this afternoon. Tonight, there'll be a slight chance for a rain shower as we drop down to a low temperature of 37. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in a little bit, Fauna Park track announcer Steve Anderson is going to join us. Hey, Daddy, Sam Keller is going to go to Tampa Bay.
Got a shot.
No, he doesn't. What do they got? 5 guys on the roster, drafted one, and now Keller's going there?
Well,
but he says Arena Football League.
That's next.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But who knows? Maybe he goes down and shows a few things and gets everything going.
Well, I think an opportunity, and I think that's all any of these guys want. If they get the opportunity and it doesn't work out, you know, that's the deal. Say, you know, I think it's much like Tyler McNitt with Minnesota. He got an opportunity. That's all he wanted. If you go up there and, these guys are bigger, a little stronger, at least I got to see what I could do against them. Hopefully you won't find that out.
Send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can log on and vote on the Prairie Hills poll and one. Will Danny Woodhead make the Jets roster? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com or you can call 1-888-455-ESPN.
We have Tim on the line from Ord right now for you guys.
Yeah, okay. All right. Tim, good
Hi,
morning.
Hi, Doug.
How's it going?
I'm sitting out here in a cornfield and I heard your slam, so... I had to talk to you about your poker opinions about luck being the only measure of who's going to win.
Not the only.
Well, you know, when I see Phil Hellmuth get up from the table and whine and whine and whine because he got beat by some unknown, and he screams at the camera and says, I'm the better poker player. Well, obviously not. He's not sitting at the table anymore. You know, it's managing your risks, whether it's a pass play or a three-point shot or do you fold your pocket queens. The team or the player that manages their risks the best wins. That's the best player, in my opinion. And yeah, there's an element of risk, but I call it risk management and not luck.
You still got to have a little luck.
Well, everybody needs a little luck. But you know, when these big team players, big-time players lose to the unknown amateurs, the reason they lose to them is because they haven't played 9,000 hands of poker with them, and they don't know them inside out and all their tells, and they get beat. And
true.
They get beat by the better player on that day.
You like watching the pros play, like, I mean, the eight pros at one table, or do you get more fascination out of watching the World Series where it's one pro and seven unknowns at a table?
I like to watch the seven unknowns because you don't know what they're going to do, and it's fun to watch the pro squirm because he doesn't know these guys like a book.
And could you give me my money back someday from the poker table?
No.
Tim, great hearing from you, man.
Hey, good to listen to you, Doug.
Take care, bud.
You bet,
bye. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's a very good point. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. I think Derek was kind of touching on that. Didn't use the same term that Tim did as management of your risk. But again, though, if you got pocket queens and you're at the final table and you go, I don't want to get in. Oh, boy, what do you want?
Yeah, if you make it to the final table and you fold pocket queens at the final table, that's no.
But anyway, Yang could have had aces.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah,
that's just everybody's a little bit different. That's what makes the game pretty enjoyable.
Risk management, luck, bigger bells than the next guy. It all comes into play.
The bottom line is you just got to get better.
Wow, that's exactly right, Doug. And if you want to get better with your golf game or need a little help in the batting cage, you can improve at the plate, too.
I didn't see any poker tables out there, though.
No, but they've got
all... I don't know if I went way in the back room, but...
Your golf supply needs. Bags, putters, balls, gloves, and grips. Kearney Golf Center, just south of UNK on Highway 30. They can get seasonal memberships. You can call for details. South of UNK along Highway 30. Want to improve your game? You want to know what you're doing wrong. Well, the wind blows out of the south 90% of the time in Nebraska. The range faces directly south, exaggerating your errors. You can correct your game. You know what you're doing wrong. You've got 8 target greens to shoot at. The yardage boards are updated as the yardage switches. Short game area, you work on your sand play and your putting. And remember, you need your clubs repaired every now and then after you snap one in half. Kevin Kamrath, reshafting, grips, he can adjust your loft or lie. He's given his 7,000th lesson late last summer, 19 years in the business, same-day service. Call him today, 234-6543, or stop by the Kearney Golf Center just south of UNK along Highway 30.
Interesting. Very interesting. Let's check on a couple of other things that are going on. Just been informed by Peter Yazvak that the RMAC softball tournament wiped out today because of the bad weather out at Colorado Mines, and so they're going to push that back a full day. Pushing that back one full day. NBA playoffs, folks are talking about the end of the Washington-Cleveland game last night. It looked like junior high basketball the last two trips. I mean, you got Washington walking with a basketball and throwing it up and it goes in. Then you got LeBron, can't make a layup, with a little grazing on it, which it was not a foul, by the way. But Cleveland has to go again. Now they got to go back to Washington, so Washington has a chance to even that series up.
Yeah, that's just a case of the officials kind of swallowing their whistle. A lot of people, he just drives in the lane, kind of a bull in a china closet, throws it up. It doesn't go in for him. Goes in, he looks really, looks like a really one of those all-star elite players that makes those shots. Well, he didn't last night.
Big-time players make big-time shots. Also last night, Boston had their way with Atlanta in the NHL. San Jose avoids a sweep by beating Dallas, and Philadelphia is a winner over Montreal by a score of 4-2. Official yesterday, Omaha has the College World Series through at least 2030. Is that any surprise?
Well, I'm a little bit surprised. Why would the NCAA, I know Omaha would like to guarantee it through the year 2088 or whatever, but why the 22 years? Is that a...
Well, past 2010 right now, it's a 20-year contract.
So 20-year contract. Why do they
wanted that guarantee to move ahead with the new ballpark. They wanted the guarantee from the NCAA that if they're going to build this new ballpark, they need a guarantee that they're going to have the CWS for at least 20 years.
$140 million ballpark.
That's pretty close to the original estimate.
$140 million, 24,000 seat downtown ballpark, which I believe will only be used during the College World Series. Is that correct?
Well, they got to find some, we don't know what the Omaha Royals status is. It doesn't sound like they want to be a part of it. We don't know what Creighton's status will be. I'm sure they'll get to play there sometimes. I don't think all the time. And then you go from there. If you build that new ballpark, you got to be thinking maybe State baseball gets to go there, although Haymarket is really, really outstanding spot to have state baseball. I'm just saying that might be a possibility. I don't know. I hope they use the facility. I hope they don't think it's just a shrine and you can only have mass there when the Pope's in town. You know, you can only have games there when the College World Series is in town. I just want to know if they're going to build a Starsky's North.
Oh, that's sickening for those poor people. That 1 week of the year, that one little tiny bar, boom, goes the dynamite, as they say in the cash register. And now, gone. We'll leave. 2011 will be the first year that the College World Series will be played next to the Quest Center at the new ballpark.
Goody. At least once we get the credentials, it won't be such a far walk. USHL, Game 5, 5-4. Omaha prevails over Lincoln last night. Now that's some hockey. Omaha was up 2-0. Lincoln won the next two. They went to the fifth and deciding game. And now Omaha will head on to the Clark Cup Finals to face, who are they going to face? I've got a Wendy's combo meal for lunch. A little go wrap there. Derek wants to give one away. 1-888-455-ESPN. Homestyle chicken go wrap is the signature chicken breast filet, specially seasoned and lightly breaded, plus crisp lettuce, cheddar cheese, and a zesty ranch sauce, all wrapped up in a flour tortilla, or the grilled chicken, or the spicy chicken go wrap. Who does Omaha play in the Clark Cup Championship? 1-888-455-ESPN. Go ahead and give us a call right now, and we'll give you a lunch to a Wendy's as that Clark Cup best of five series will begin either Friday or Saturday night. We will take a break and back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Postage rates are going up. You know what that means. Crowd to the post office. Ever considered Stamps.com? It prints exact postage using your own computer and printer without worrying about constant rate changes. Couldn't be simpler. Stamps.com, like having a post office at your desk. No more trips to the post office. No more expensive postage meters. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. A no-risk trial. Plus $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Try it today. A no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage and type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com. And be sure to enter C-O-L-I-N.
Would you take a look at that? Never in the history of Eagle Crest have we had this many campers. Never. The lot is loaded. No, it's overloaded with nearly all the famous camper names you've come to expect at Eagle Crest. And then add to that our new lines, Cameo and Cruiser. You're getting the idea. It's time to go camping at Eagle Crest. From pop-ups to high-end fifth wheels. Over 40 models of campers. Where? On West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Don't waste any more time and money on that old mower. Make this the year for a brand new John Deere tractor. John Deere offers tractors for all sizes of jobs, like their LA Series or X300 Series tractors. Or try John Deere's Z225 zero-turning riding mower. Take advantage of John Deere's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace has free in-town delivery. Bring your trade-in to Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new John Deere in Grand Island and Kearney.
It used to be that a family meal began something like this.
Honey, what's for supper?
Things don't work like that anymore. But family time is important. Experts say families who sit down for meals together have children who develop better self-esteem and coping skills. And if you spend some of that time at Skeeter Barnes, that family meal with its great selection, quality, and service just makes it easier for everyone to enjoy one another.
This is Eric Hillrigal, Skeeter Barnes manager. We'll make your family and everyone in it a great meal so you can enjoy each other. Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange in Kearney.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Today, a blend of clouds and sunshine will develop. There'll be a slight chance for a thunderstorm late this afternoon, with a high temperature holding steady in the mid to upper 50s early, then falling late this afternoon. Tonight, there'll be a slight chance for a rain shower as we drop down to a low temperature of 37.
Right now, it's 50.
things you got to do. Know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run, and you never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count.
When you're at the ATM,
you got to go.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to get to that Dent Popper inbox here in just a moment when we talk with Steve Anderson from Fauner Park. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. But we can tell you that Omaha is playing Waterloo in the Clark Cup Final. Had a couple of winners on our phone, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Tony from Kearney, Craig from Lexington, both knew it was Waterloo.
Go Wrap Cabo Lunch for both of those guys. Thanks for giving us a call, and way to be so smart.
You know what we want? Who we want to be smart and tell us who's going to win the Kentucky Derby?
I don't even know why we're having this guy on. I seriously don't. I never heard the Nuts mentioned outside of us making fun of it last week. And the Nuts wins the Bosselman. I don't get it.
$52 winner. He could have gave it to us. Nonetheless, we're pleased to be joined by Steve Anderson from Fauner Park. Steve, what's going on today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me down off the shelf one more time, dusting me off, and then you can put me away for 9 months after this morning's show. Hey, it's great to be with you once again. And, you know, every once in a while you got to keep these $52 winners to yourself, but I must be totally honest with you. I didn't even wager on the race, but my wife did. She bet two across the board on the Nuts. She said, how could I not bet it? She says, I've been listening to you talk about it on Doug and Daddy's show every day at the racetrack, some reference to Stephen Hall's the Nuts. So she's much more smarter than I am, and certainly Ike Taster is one of the great name players of all time. But what a great story it was, and I apologize, guys, but that's horse racing, as they would say.
Steve, talk a little bit about after the race, the excitement of having the local flavor, getting that trophy.
I'll tell you what, you know, any one of seven local horses, I would have been tickled to death to see win. Yeah, a lot of emotion down in the winner's circle, not to be outdone by the rider, Don Herber, who's almost up there. Celebrating 60 years young of age, has been out of racing for a long time, all kinds of personal problems. He had to lay his life on the line in front of the Racing Commission before the season started just to be reinstated. He's got his life back together, and there were tears in his eyes. That alone was worth my price of admission, which obviously is free to get into the racetrack, guys, but I will never forget that as long as I live. And Steve Hall, the trainer of the Nuts, his final comments to me were, when I opened up the local independent and I saw that turf rider Jeff Abel had picked us to run last, he said that was the incentive I needed to really, really soak this all in and enjoy everything for what it's worth, because nobody literally gave his horse a shot. And this wasn't a fluke, guys. Yes, if they ran the race 10 more times, Wayzata Bay might win the majority, if not all of them. But that day, in the mud, that particular place and time, the Nuts was the best horse that Fauner Park has seen the likes of in the last few years. And he threw a race that would have made him competitive over the course of the whole history of that Bosman race. So, yeah, what a great story, and we're going to hang on to it for as long as we can. And all the locals are involved. Steve Hall's from Grand Island. He has BT's Lounge. His wife, Pamela, owns it. I can go on and on and on, but it was truly a great moment in my race calling career and one of the great races of all time.
I'm wondering how somebody could stop into BT's before the race and still not lay down anything in the try. I don't get it. But
yeah, you know, Steve told me he never bet a dime on his horse either, but of all the customers that they cater to, and it is a real a thriving local spot for a lot of race fans, he said if all the people that told him that that did bet on the Nuts, he couldn't believe that it went off at 25-1, and it was phenomenal.
Of course, it was kind of ironic. We were talking poker at the start of the show. That's how the horse got the name, because Steve is a poker player, and he likes to do that. And, of course, the best hand you can have in poker is called the Nuts. And if folks maybe saw that on the independent the story there. They found out all about that. I do have a question before we move on to what's going on this weekend, though, because we talked about it a little bit on Monday. And in analyzing the race, and as the track went from fast to good and then was muddy for the Bosselman, the nuts kind of got into that third hole, stayed off the rail, and I kind of thought stayed away from getting mud caught in the face. As you know, as Tim Ducey says, he was out of goggles by the backstretch against Wayzata Bay and really had some trouble seeing where he was going until they headed for home. And then there was the talk about how smaller the track is compared, although Ducey knows a lot about that. But the nuts seemed to always be in a position that whole race where it was never getting mud thrown in its face. Do you agree with that? Was that as big a factor as it might sound?
Absolutely. That, just to overcome a quagmire, I had never seen the racetrack as it changed so dramatically. Guys, I don't know if you were there that day, but after the top two horses, which happened to be Yield of the Storm and the Nuts, it ran all the way around 1-2 to the far turn. It was everybody else just slugging it out for third. And believe it or not, it was divine intervention that I even could see Wayzata Bay and Habaneros come from out of the back of the pack to make a late run at the Nuts. Yield of the Storm faded and finished fourth. But I really thought going down the backside that those two young speed horses, they were just going to run 1-2 all the way around the racetrack because, yeah, you know, the vision was bad. Horses don't like to have mud kicked in their face and their eyes and the whole nine yards, and a lot of them will stop running whatsoever. The Nuts, he was in the perfect spot, and everybody thought maybe he made his bid too early, but he got first run at Yield of the Storm, and shoot, I'll tell you what, midway into the far turn, it would have been, it's easy to say now, 2020 hindsight, that he was gone, but I didn't see anybody that had a legitimate shot to catch him at that point. And I think you're going to hear a lot more about this horse, whether it be on the turf at Canterbury Downs up in Minnesota or down in Oklahoma. I'm really anxious to see where they go on with him because he's no fluke. He's a Florida bred. He's by Chester House. They wanted to call him Full House. That was the other part of the equation on that story, and the name was taken, which thank heavens it was because I love calling the Nuts. Crushing them down the lane.
Steven Anderson, Potter Park track announcer, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coincidentally enough, Steve, we transferred from the biggest race at Fawner Park to, well, the biggest race in all of the world, which happens to be the Kentucky Derby going on this Saturday. Obviously, there's so many storylines of this race. The main one becomes that 20th post position and the horse that drew it.
Yeah, Big Brown. I'm going to toss him out because of it. I was looking back at some trivia here. I think you alluded to it earlier, guys. There's only been one horse in the history of this race, and you've got to go back 90-some years, 93 years, 1929, horse by the name of Clyde Van Dusen. Boy, that one was right on the tip of my tongue. Won the Kentucky Derby from the 20 hole. Hasn't been done since when there were 20 or more starters. I don't think he can overcome that outside post position. All the speeds out there whipping. And speed inside that gets to the turn is going to force him to go wide. So I'm looking for closers, guys, and there's a ton of speed in there. I mean, second to probably any race that we've seen in the last 5 years. And with that in mind, I'm looking for closers that have big buyer speed rating figures.
Steve, obviously, when you look, I'm looking at the horses, the 50 to ones, I think these are shooters that it's going to have to be one special day. I don't think you're going to see that in the Kentucky Derby. I'm looking at a horse like a Pyro.
Absolutely. He's my top choice, Daddy. The more you look at that race, if they put him on the polytrack turf, the synthetic turf, at Keeneland a couple of weeks ago, the more I'm convinced, and we were even chatting about it that day on a local radio show that we do, their intentions were never to win that race. It was just to keep him finely tuned, conditioned, see how he reacted, and he ran uninterested. But I look for him to come back and throw a huge race here. In fact, I like trainer Steve Asmussen with both Pyro and Z Fortune to maybe run 1-2 in this particular race and come from off the pace and do it in impressive fashion.
Steve, there's so many trainers, obviously, in this race with so many different storylines. Michael Matz won with Barbaro. Todd Pletcher's never won before. Is there one trainer story that stands out to you that's pretty neat?
How about an owner's story, guys? We've got a connection right here in Grand Island with the owner of Colonel John, who won the Santa Anita Derby in California to get into this race. A gal by the name of Susie Kasner, her maiden name was Baker. She graduated here at the Grand Island Senior High School in 1965, met a guy at the $10 combine window. This is, I'm not making this stuff up, at Fonner Park. His name was Bill Kasner. The rest is history. They got hitched. They went down to Texas. They bought a horse farm there, renamed it Windstar Farms, and they've had a number of major horses that have competed not only in the Kentucky Derby, but the Breeders' Cup. You can go on and on and on. They're starting Colonel John on Saturday, and Susie Kasner, who was born and raised right here in Grand Island, Nebraska, got to go up yesterday. I don't know if you got to see it on the ESPN TV guys when they drew for post position. What a thrill for her. She got to go up and hang that number on the board. And so I'm looking at it from a local perspective. You know, we're always looking for a story, guys, as you well know. Wouldn't that be fantastic if a person that's a native of central Nebraska right here, more specifically Grand Island, could take all the candy in the 134th running of the Kentucky Derby? I think that's a great story.
I'm going to guarantee you this right now. I didn't get in on the nuts last week, but there's no way I'm overpassing somewhere along the line putting Colonel John into this. Well, before we get to your pick here, Steve, I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox. Luke in Kearney says, "Fellas, I'm a novice when it comes to horse racing, but Saturday I'm going to venture to Fonner Park with some buddies. I'm looking for some advice from you pros." So, of course, by you pros, we're going to, of course, mean Steve Anderson. "With it being the last weekend at Fonner and with the Kentucky Derby also going Saturday, what time would I need to head out to the track to get a good spot for the day's festivities? By the way, what section of the track should I try to get into, as I have no idea how seating works at Fonner? I'd like to have a table with televisions nearby and am willing to pay to do so. I'll listen to your answer." Obviously, you want to be in the clubhouse, it sounds like, if you're Luke and Kearney. Thanks, Luke. But what about a couple of the other things he touched on? When he should get there, what he should be looking for?
Well, I always say come early and stay late, guys, because we're going to have a huge crowd. It's not going to rival what we experienced last week at the Bossman. Nonetheless, there are still some tables available in all the choice seating areas, which aren't free, unfortunately. Our regular grandstand admission is free, but when the guys come in, you want to just go in on the main floor and go to the information window, and they'll direct you to one of three different locations. I would suggest the clubhouse for a nominal fee. You can get up there and you got access to all the TVs, or the turf club, which is a non-smoking area that's even more exclusive, but I don't think that the vantage point as far as seeing the track from there is as good as anywhere else in the regular clubhouse. A real popular area is the skyline level, which is above the grandstand. It's on the third floor, and they've got all kinds of TVs stacked up around there. And it's easy access to the windows, the beverage and food stands. So one of those three places I would certainly check out if you're a first-time visitor. And come early. Come as early as possible. You know, if you get there by 3 o'clock and sit in the grandstand or hang out on the rail, that's not bad either. But those tables are going to go quick. They are still available. You might want to call and get a reservation if you're real serious about having a good vantage point. Our number over here is 308-382-4515. Anybody that answers the phone can help you out.
One thing about the skyline that I did find out, it is a long way from the bathroom. Steve Anderson.
Well, you know, you have to make concessions on some things, guys.
Exactly. You have to plan ahead. Steve Anderson, track announcer, joining us here. And, of course, 1:30 go time on Saturday. What about what's going on locally over the final 2 days of live racing, Steve?
Well, we've got the two big races. We close out with the Al Swihart Memorial, which focuses on fillies and mares going 6.5 furlongs. That'll be the ninth race on Saturday. They're just now drawing it out here at the racetrack. But I'm anticipating that Loves a Bloomin' is going to be dropped in there out of the Terry Hemmer barn, and she looks like not a mortal cinch, but certainly will be the odds-on favorite. and she has had just a stellar season, backed up by another one on during her three-year-old campaign a year ago, and I think she's head and shoulders above the bunch. We got the longest race of the year then, which is the getaway race, the last race, the $10,000 Coors starter allowance, and Hot Chocolate is nominated in there. I don't know if he's going to come right back and race after he ran in the Bossman last week, but he qualifies running for a $5,000 claiming tag, and his rider, Lee Sensenbach, still thinks he won last year's race. There's a bone of contention there. So in some respects, he's a defending champion, and if they opt a running back on Saturday, I think Hot Chocolate certainly would be deserving of the favorite's role in that particular affair.
Well, Steve, before we let you go, we've got to have your trifecta at the Kentucky Derby.
I'm calling this the go-against Jeff Apel handicapping axiom.
I love it.
He was on a show that I did this morning here locally, guys, and he's still waving the flag like he did with you a week ago on Big Brown, but he's wavering a little bit because he's in that 20 hole. I'm going to pitch Big Brown, and I'm going to go with Pyro to come back and beat stablemate Z Fortune. I like them both 1-2 out of the Steve Asmussen barn with Colonel John and Tale of Ikati, other closers that I think will continue to improve to be part of the trifecta or superfecta ticket. And you know, we've got the Oaks Derby double also, guys. I'm going to take the best horse in the Philly race tomorrow to the best horse in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. We've got a local angle there. Bob Holtis, who is born and raised in Geneva, Nebraska, has a horse called Pure Clan that runs in the three-year-old filly race tomorrow. I'm going to play her in that two-day Oaks Derby double to Pyro, Z Fortune, Colonel John, Tale of a Caddy. And just in case I'm wrong, I got to throw Brother Brown back in there as well.
Well, Steve, best of luck. Happy wagering. We look forward to hopefully seeing you over at the track sometime this weekend. And I'll definitely be looking for those closers because they seem to be the ones that do so well at the Kentucky Derby. Have a great last call this weekend, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. Let's do it again sometime.
All right. See you, Steve. Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson.
As the Nuts draws up alongside, they're quickly into the far turn at the quarter pole, and the Nuts goes on with it now by three parts of a length. It's the Nuts, who's opened up two over the field. Yield the Storm, still a solid second. They're scrambling from off the pace for third, and here they come into the stretch. The Nuts going on with it, throwing a big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts first, Yield to the Storm at second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Wayzata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here in the Bossaman at Fauner Park. The Nuts is owned by Pamela Hall, trained by Stephen Hall, and ridden to victory this afternoon by Don Herber at a winning race time of 1:47 2/5 seconds.
The pain. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fisher-cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
Make sure you're headed in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal. Let Cunningham's Journal be your home away from home. With great specials, it'll be hard to find a reason to leave. With our high-definition TVs and amazing specials, it might even be better than home. So join your friends and head in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're having our biggest sale of the year. Right now, when you buy three premium 80,000-mile Eurotour radials, you'll get the fourth one free. We're talking a savings of up to $130 on a set. Plus, at Big O, our premium 60,000-mile Bigfoot all-terrains are also buy three, get the fourth free, saving you as much as $200 on a set. So if you're looking to save 25% on great tires, get to Big O now. Tire service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
This Friday, the Verbally Vicious comedy tour comes to Little Jake's in Hastings, featuring Josh Denny, the 2007 Midwest Next Big Comic winner, and Daryl Horner from HBO's Bad Boys of Comedy. You'll be rolling in the aisle. You'll want to make reservations as seating is limited. Call 463-9004. Put some comedy in your weekend with Josh Denny and Daryl Horner this Friday at 8 at Little Jake's, 1104 West J Street in Hastings, and make a night of it with one of Jake's great meals. Call 402-463-9004 to reserve your seat today. 463-9004.
Could be simulator day. I need to get into a horse racing simulator. That's what I need. And simulator day means you've probably been out a little bit. You're really itching. You're going, finally, it's my afternoon off. Finally, I get a couple hours off. And then it does this. It rains. It turns to be 50 degrees. It's not that nice. Well, you can still get out and play golf at the simulator at Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. And, of course, while you're there, get a full year membership to play outside when it's nice. Use it any time for the entire family for less than that rebate check that the Prez is going to be sending out to you. Prairie Hills Golf Course, well, they are ready for you to come out and see them. The course isn't your normal east-west. It is, well, it's about the biggest links-style course that we have in this entire listening area. And even though there are leagues on most nights, they are limited to 9 of the 18 holes. So if there's a league, there's still room for you. They have half the course. You have half the course. A full-service bar and snacks to cap off your day. If you like hills and valleys, ponds and hazards, course that will challenge your game, it is Prairie Hills Golf Course. You can log on to prairiehillsgolf.com. You can go to our website, espnsuperstation.com, vote on the Prairie Hills poll in one question, and then click on their logo and find out more about the membership rates at Prairie Hills. Go out and see Kirk Curtis and Nick, our friends, at Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Doug, getting back to what we talked to a little bit earlier in the show, the Nebraska baseball deal, how big do you think, would you give Mitch Abeda this whole weekend off? As you prepare for A&M down the stretch here?
It's all about you and at baseball. I don't care. Is that what you wanted me to tell you? So you could smash me and bash me and beat me around?
No.
Well, we don't need Mitch Abeda, Daddy. He's obviously getting Friday night off. He's getting tomorrow night off. Johnny Doran throwing to Brooksy Wells. I don't know what you're so worried about.
It is Johnny Doran day in Lincoln. Check that out this weekend.
Bad news for Hastings College baseball. They fall to the top seed Northwestern of Iowa 7-1 in the first game today in the GPAC Conference Tournament. So the loser of Game 1 will then slide down to a 7 o'clock game tonight against the loser of Midland Lutheran Dakota Wesleyan at Smith Complex. And if the weather stays good enough to play, Smith Complex also has the GPAC softball tournament beginning at 2. RMAC with UNK postponed a whole day. They will not start until tomorrow because of the weather. It is Johnny Doran night tomorrow, don't forget.
Also, much talk about Nebraska and the new stadium being built outside the Quest Center for the College World Series. The Board of Regents and people talking about the new facility that hopefully will be put into Lincoln, the Haymarket area. No alcohol going to be in that establishment.
Duh.
Well, the Quest Center, obviously, a lot of people just expect, well, the Quest Center has alcohol.
Yeah, but the Quest Center is the Quest Center. I mean, and they do serve at Creighton games, but, you know, that's it. And Nebraska, good call. We go to the email at the Dent Popper inbox, and, of course, the Dent Popper is home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck, bed, or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop it and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. This is from Concerned Number 2 Fan. Are you guys going to have a member of Gamblers Anonymous on to make for equal time? I know there's a 12-step program for you two. Chris Cattell, Act the Talk, more on the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks from TBG. Going to join us tomorrow. Also, Nebraska golfer J.C. Stevenson, right out of Grand Island. They're heading to the NCAA Regionals. We'll talk about how it's a little bit different playing on the collegiate level because there's more and more Central Nebraska athletes becoming college golfers. We'll talk about that as well. Again, Steve Anderson, he likes the nine-horse pyro in Saturday's Kentucky Derby.
Hey, we look forward to joining us again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.